and now parish notes written by Elizabeth Stanley. The A4074 and Church Road Junction Verge. Progress continues with the plans to fence the area to ensure safer, more considerate parking. The Parish Council and Oxfordshire County Council have now agreed funding for the works. The Wallingford School Community Projects team. Kevin Brophy, who heads the teams of students who come to the village to be active in their community by undertaking small tasks, has extended his thanks to all the residents of Benson who the team has come across during their sessions. Thank you for being appreciative of their efforts, for being kind, and for being forgiving of their occasional mistakes. We too thank the students and Kevin for their hard work and friendly presence. The team has weeded between newly planted trees and hedge saplings, sanded and varnished the planters in the village centre and the wooden benches around Sunnyside, painted under the overhangs of the parish hall roof, and helped dig overgrown allotments. They are always looking for new tasks. Please let the parish office know if you see something around the village they might like to turn their hands to. And thanks also to the Benson Tidy Group, who added a second coat of varnish to the village centre planters. New Parish Councillor. We welcome Councillor Ian Skills. Ian and his family moved back to Benson a year ago and have lived in the local area for 15 years. Ian brings with him 25 years' experience in product management and marketing roles in the IT industry, and for the past 5 years he has been a parent governor at Benson C of E Primary School. Defibrillators. Thank you to Grundon Waste Management Limited, Benson Art Group, Benson Tennis Club, Benson United FC and Benson Badminton Club for their generous donations. The Parish Council has matched the funding received from the groups to reach the cost of £3,000 for the purchase and installation of 2 defibrillators. These will soon be installed, one at the Parish Hall and one on the bus shelter in the village centre. Parking on pavements. Please just don't do this. The parish office is receiving far too many complaints about pavements being blocked by vehicles, causing pedestrians to have to walk out into the road, often with small children, to get past. This seems to particularly to be happening along the Littleworth Road. Other parking issues that have been raised are parents who are dropping off and collecting children from school along the Littleworth Road are asked by residents to please be mindful not to prevent access to their properties at these times of day. And also, complaints of vehicles parking all day in the disabled space at College Farm have been received. Please leave this space free to be used by the people who need it. The skate park consultation feedback. Thank you to those who were able to attend the skate park consultation and provide feedback on the plans. Canvas, the company selected by Carla Holmes to design and build the park, took away the feedback to incorporate into the draft design, and the plans are now available to view on the Canvas website. Thank you to volunteers. There are many village residents who quietly help out by doing their bit around the village year round, but at this time of year when the grass is growing, special thanks go to those who keep on top of this in areas that aren't parish council responsibility, but the county council isn't able to tend as often as required. Thank you to Rupert Belcher, who came out in his tractor, and to Peter Keeble, who assisted in slowing down the traffic while Rupert cut the verge along the Watlington Road by the tennis courts. Also, thank you to Mike Fleming, who for many years has cut the grass on the Chapel Lane verge, keeping the Wells commemorative bench area neat and tidy. It's very much appreciated. And Elizabeth Stanley can be contacted on 01491 825 038 or in the Benson Parish Council Clerk's Office.